We spoke with Pat Conaghan earlier this morning about the, you know, businesses that are taking pay cuts and things like that. And this is what he had to say.
Moffy, I heard that, and I'd already been speaking to people about it. I think it's inevitable, and I'm quite happy to do that. In fact, I'd go a step further and say public servants who earn over $120,000 take a pay cut. I mean, the footballers are taking it, the cricketers. You know, if the situation is that everybody out there is suffering, people are losing their jobs. I'm getting emails and telephone calls every single day from people. In my view, would only be the right thing to do to take that pay cut. So if you're a magistrate, if you're a judge, if you're a senior bureaucrat, then, you know, I think the writing's on the wall. It would be the right thing to do.
That's Pat Conaghan, who spoke to us earlier this morning, and he agrees. He thinks that, as he said there, politicians and public servants that earn more than $120,000 should take a pay cut. I mean, a lot of other people are having to take pay cuts. We've got businesses that are shutting down. We've got people who are losing their job. Any politician, and I'm talking Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, any level down that disagrees with that should not be leading us. Should not be leading us. So it'd be interesting to find out what they would say. But any politician, like I said, from the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Premier, the Deputy Premier, and all the way down, if they went, oh, no, we can't do that, it just goes to show what weak leaders you are. It's all it does. 17 to 9, the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. Because, I mean, it's fine to say, hey, we're all in this together. But actions speak louder than words. Remember that.